This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
For those of us who rely on medications, there have been some changes in how certain common medicines are prescribed and dispensed in Australia, allowing you to pick up a 2-month supply from your local pharmacy. Here to chat to us about this is Andrew Bartlett, Associate Lecturer in Pharmacy Practice from the University of Sydney. Andrew, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks for having me on board, Warren.
Let's begin with the, I suppose, the most important question. What kind of medicines will qualify for this new policy?
Look, generally the way the medicines have been chosen is that they're chosen for conditions where people generally are fairly stable on those conditions. So this first round of medications includes medicines for cardiovascular disease, which is like your heart disease and stroke, heart failure, cholesterol, gout, osteoporosis, and some gut conditions like Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. So they're generally medicines that people, once they're on them, they're not changing dosages a lot.
Is there going to be a different phases of rollout of other medicines being added to this list over time?
Yeah, so this is the first phase. There's going to be two more stages where medicines for things like diabetes, epilepsy, glaucoma, asthma and Parkinson's disease will come in those next stages, and that'll be over the next coming 12 months.
Will the getting 60 days worth of, prescription, will it save us money?
Well, yeah, the idea is it does save us money, and that's one of the reasons why it's been implemented, is that we know that a lot of people do put off getting their medicines made up for different reasons, and that can be around the inconvenience of attending a pharmacy every month. It could be around the cost of seeing a GP. It could be all the cost of the prescription. So the idea is here that with 2 months supply, firstly, we wouldn't need to see the GP as often, so saving there. And then secondly, we're only paying the co-payment for our prescription once every 2 months instead of every month.
What if, Andrew, we've got existing prescriptions for these medications that you just mentioned that are in the first phase? Will we be able to get 2 months' supply, or do we need to go back to our GP and get a new prescription specifying 2 months?
Yeah, good question, and this is an important thing in that, no, you won't be able to use your existing prescription. You would need to get a new prescription written that's dated after the date, the first of this month, which is when it all came into place. So it must be written after that date, and then if you're eligible, then the doctor can write a prescription for a 60-day supply with repeats as well. So depending on what the doctor's, how often the doctor is seeing you, some people may be eligible to get up to 12 months supply on that one prescription.
So let's not go in and give our pharmacist a hard time if we go in with an existing prescription and can't get 2 months worth.
No, our pharmacists, we need to look after our pharmacists. They're very good to us. But there is some reasons why this is coming in stages, and that is that it is a significant change to the way that medicines are dispensed. And it's also a significant change to the way that the government pays pharmacies for their prescriptions. So there is time that's needed for an adjustment like this to be made. And so staggering it in three stages does allow for, and making people finish their existing prescriptions does allow for a smooth transition, and hopefully that sort of helps with some of the worries about shortages of medicines and so forth.
We're chatting with Andrew Bartlett, Associate Lecturer in Pharmacy Practice at the University of Sydney, about the new 60-day prescription rule. Andrew, it's rather interesting that you talk about that period of adjustment, because we've also got, you know, e-scripts, I suppose, that have been recently added to the mix as well, and I know some pharmacies are also using particular private apps to manage your prescriptions as well. So there's, I suppose, a lot of adjustment, isn't there, around how we collect our medications from pharmacies?
Yeah, there is. And I mean, a lot of these are designed for convenience of the patient. We want to reduce as many barriers as possible to our patients getting the medicine they need when they need it. And things like apps that the pharmacies might have allow, you know, convenient ordering of medicines. You can see how many repeats that you've got left on your medicines, and you can help. That helps to plan when you need to go and see the doctor. So all these things, the e-scripts, you know, we don't lose paper scripts as much because we've got it on our phone. So lots of these things do help us with just making life a little bit easier.
I have to admit, I use one of the apps, and I just press the button on the scripts I need, walk in, they're ready and they're paid for, and I walk straight out. I don't even have to queue. I absolutely love it. Something really important, though, yeah. Andrew, that we do need to talk about is storage of those medications. Now, will having a 60-day supply affect some of them in terms of how we should store them?
It does that. In fact, some of the medicines, it's really an important thing, because when we're in the pharmacy and we dispense an item such as, say, an eye drop for glaucoma, we keep that in the refrigerator. Now, once it's dispensed and you're about to use it, you don't need to keep those ones refrigerated. But if we're dispensing 60 days supply, the customer will need to keep one in the refrigerator and keep one out of the refrigerator. So there will be a little bit of thought need to go into that. We also need to make sure that we're storing things in the right temperature, so in the right place, and not near heat, those sorts of things as well, or leaving things in cars. And just being mindful about having extra medicines around the house, whether those can be accessed by hands that shouldn't be touching them.
Or paws.
Yeah, that's a very important point. Well, I have a friend whose dog didn't get into some medicine. That was a very expensive trip to the vet.
Oh, no, definitely. Andrew, great to chat with you. Thank you so much for clarifying everything.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Andrew Bartlett, Associate Lecturer in Pharmacy Practice at the University of Sydney.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.